Hi everyone, it's Rich here. I was just a bit worried then because it wasn't quite working, was it, Tess?
That's, no.
We got there. Anyway, it's Rich here, as part of the Strengthening Disabled People's User-Led Organisation programme. And I'm very pleased to say that I'm here with Tess, who is one of our ambassadors, and she's at Inclusion London. Hello, Tess.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, yeah.
You're about to go off on holiday, aren't you?
Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Crikey, leaving on a jet plane.
I am. I'm leaving on a jet plane and going to Portugal for a week, and I should be back in time for our next meeting next week.
That's good. So
coming back specially.
Oh, good. So we've got all of the ambassadors coming together next week, and you were saying it was 36 degrees in Portugal?
It's 36 degrees, yeah. It sucks.
Goodness me, you're going to struggle, aren't you, with that?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Me and my book. I'll be there reading government papers, promise.
Oh, wow. So, Tess, it's fantastic to have you as part of the programme. Really excited to have you as part of it. And I was just wondering if you could let us know why you wanted to be an ambassador in the first place.
My gosh, that's a hard question. There's many answers to that. One, I think I was really interested in the idea of being able to open doors and go in and initiate conversations with people that I might not have been able to access before. Mm. So, for example, I'm really interested in procurement processes, which makes me quite sad. I do know this. But to actually, with the ability to go in and say, well, how do you involve disabled people in your procurement process?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this bit works. Maybe we don't think, you know, maybe we think we could do things differently. Maybe we can link you in with partners. Maybe we can make it better. Just that opportunity, whether or not I get it right or wrong each time, it's just a start, isn't it? It's a fabulous opportunity to be able to do that. The second reason is I do actually passionately believe in DPO. So I was grassroots, what do you call it?
Grassroots.
Grassroots.
Yeah.
I spent 10 years slogging it out in a grassroots organisation called Disability Action in Islington. And personally, it was a brilliant journey for me.
Yeah.
But also, the services that were provided were really good. They were local. They knew disabled people. The added value is tremendous, and I think it's the way ahead.
We do. I mean, that's fantastic. And often the personal journeys that people have had, of, you know, are really what motivates it. Certainly, that's what works for me. And I think it's really interesting that you talk about just organisations and the people that they work with there. So, in terms of what might be different by the end of this programme, what's the sort of main thing you hope may be different? And I know that's a hard question, but
I would like to see, on my blue sky day, a great deal more communication that has between organisations, user-led organisations, and funding bodies, local authorities. I want a culture where we're thinking of starting something new, it's going to affect the community, let's ask that, you know, that it's embedded in our processes, in local authority processes. The first thing I'm going to do if I'm going to think about a new project is to go and speak with a local DPO.
Brilliant. That's so exciting, and you know, I'm really looking forward to making some of that happen. We know it's quite hard, of course we do, but it's something that I'm just really excited by. So try not to think about this too much when you're on the beach, will you?
Oh, of course.
But we're all seeing each other next week, next Thursday, so we're going to have all the ambassadors in the room, and I'll make sure that we do a few more of these recordings and stuff as we go.
I'll be the suntanned one, feeling very laid back.
Fantastic. Cheers, Tess. All right, well, have a good holiday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Tess. Bye.